Hey, everybody. Welcome to On the Shelf, a program that is dedicated to helping you get your products on the shelf of a major big box retailer. I'm your host on this journey, Tim Bush, and today's Monday. Time for Start Your Week Wisdom. Hope you're looking forward to this week. I know I am. After such a busy week last week, I'm ready to really get some things done. I've been talking to a lot of my clients. We've been doing a lot of 2016 planning, and we talk about where we want to go, what we want to do, where we want to be at this place next year. A lot of that includes who we want to contact. What retailers are we really going to go after? And have we been going after those already? How successful have we been? What tactics have we been using? And are they working? Now, I'm sure that you guys are doing the same thing. You're getting ready to plan out your year if you haven't done it already. And I know that you're looking at buyers that you're contacting or have contacted or getting ready to contact. Some of those buyers are not responding, right? Some of those buyers, no matter what you do, no matter how many phone calls you make, no matter how many emails you put out there, no matter how many times you knock on their door, they're just not responding. And hey, that happens to everybody. This is not mutually exclusive. You guys aren't out there on an island. Everybody goes through this. And so sometimes at TLB Consulting, we got to throw it back. We got to take it back. We got to go old school. And we don't do this all the time, but specifically when we are struggling with a buyer who doesn't respond to traditional methods or traditional methods of today, we go old school on that person. And what do I mean by old school? I'm talking about the mail service. U.S. Postal Service. That's right. If you didn't realize it, they still exist. And so sometimes we put together a really cool postcard, nothing crazy, but very informative. We'll throw a swatch on there if that's necessary. We definitely don't send it with a sample, but we just put it in an envelope. We do it like 2 day or 1 day, and we send it off to the buyer. Something different, something tangible, something in their hands. That's right. We actually send them something in the mail. Does it work? Sometimes it does. Sometimes it does. Sometimes it breaks that buyer out of that funk that they're in. It reminds them of emails that we might have been sending them, and it gets them to contact us back. Sometimes it doesn't. But the key is, when things aren't working, you got to switch it up. You got to change it up. You can't just do the same thing over and over and over, getting zero results, and to say, I'm going to do that over and over and over again today and tomorrow and the next day. Now, that's not to say that you stop what you're doing and do something else. I'm just saying throw a curve, throw a fastball, do something different than you've been doing and change it up a little bit. I had a client a couple years back. This particular client sold dental insurance, and we were going after Costco. And we'd already contacted and been in contact with a buyer for insurance, and we'd already sent him our proposal, and she'd already taken a look at it. But then she went kind of radio silent, zero, nothing. We never heard from her. We weren't getting anywhere. And so my clients, they wanted to do something out of the ordinary. And I was against it, to be honest with you. I was totally against it, because what they wanted to do, they found this company called Great Big Stuff, I think it was what it was called, and they wanted to send her a huge toothbrush. Now, I have been, of course, to the Costco offices. I've seen where they work. They have these little cubicles. They don't have room for a lot of different things. So buyers generally don't want to get extra stuff that they're not asking for. And so again, like I said, I was against it. But they were adamant. They were adamant that they wanted to do something different. They wanted to change it up. They wanted to send her a big, huge toothbrush. And so they did. And we did not get a response. The buyer did not contact me. However, I shot the buyer an email, and the buyer immediately responded to me, and we were able to get on the phone, and she said, hey, are you guys the guys that sent me that huge toothbrush? I totally love it. It's on my shelf. It's blah, 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 blah. So in this instance, it worked, and I went to my clients and said, listen, I know I was against it, but you guys did what you thought. You had a gut feeling, and bam, look what happened. Now, please, cautionary instructions here. I don't recommend you guys all go to Great Big Stuff and make a huge thing of whatever it is you're selling and send it to the Costco buyers. I'm not advocating that. But this was an instance where I was against it, but they wanted to change things up. They had a feeling, they sent it to her, and it really worked out. So the moral of the story kind of is, whatever you decide to do, however you decide to change it up, be professional, always be professional, but go for it. You want to try something different? You want to try to get the buyer's attention some other way? Hey, if it doesn't work out, you're really in no better or worse position than you are right now. But if it does work, you're light years ahead of where you are. So I say this week, for those buyers that have not been responding to you and have been giving you the silent treatment, let's change it up with those buyers. Let's send them something different. Let's send them something in the postal service. Let's send them something that they can have tangible in their hands and try it. See what happens. Like I said, you're not going to end up any worse off than you are right now. All right, well, that's what we have for you today. I hope that it helps. I hope that it makes your mind at least start thinking about how could I change it up with these couple buyers that aren't responding. If we've done that, then we've done our job to get you guys thinking about something new. If you're liking the podcast, please hit the subscribe button, tell your friends, share it out there. Please reach out to us on Twitter. Let us know how things are going for you, what struggles you might be having. We'd love to solution out some of them here on the show. And if you want to get a hold of us on Facebook, of course, TLB Consulting, Twitter at TLB Consult, and on our website, of course, TLBconsulting.com. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back on Wednesday. Look forward to that. In the meantime, we look forward to seeing your products on the shelf.